Restoring My Soul, Thursday, the 2nd of January. The Knowledge of Christ. In the context of his suffering, and by the capacity of resurrection life in his blood, Jesus learned and accomplished the obedience that belongs to our true name and image. This was the knowledge that achieved our justification. The Lord declared this work through the prophet Isaiah, saying, "By his knowledge my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities." The knowledge that Jesus learned through the things that he suffered are the works that belong to our obedience as sons of God and members of his body. A person can receive this knowledge when they are delivered from the delusion that belongs to their self-image. This is because they have met their Redeemer. The psalmist Asaph rejoiced in this deliverance, declaring, "When he slew them," that is, took their self-image out to forgetfulness, "then they sought him, and they returned and sought earnestly for God. Then they remembered that God was their rock, and the Most High God their Redeemer." When we meet our Redeemer, we are able to receive from his face the knowledge of our true name and image. This knowledge shines as the light of life from his face through the proclamation of the gospel of God by his messengers. Each day, as we walk in the light of the Word, we are possessing and inheriting our name as we receive instruction from our Redeemer, whose name is Wonderful Counselor. By the capacity of resurrection life which we obtain through regeneration and renewing on the pathway of salvation, we are bringing forth the fruit of obedience that he already has brought forth for us. This fruit is our eternal life. Calling on the name of the Lord is the response of a person who is poor in spirit, being illuminated to see that their salvation is found as they learn their sanctification by journeying with Christ on the pathway of salvation that he pioneered for them. The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 5 verse 8, Isaiah chapter 53 verse 11, Psalm 78 verses 34 to 35, Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, and Romans chapter 6 verse 23. For further reading, Philippians chapter 3.